Let us pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world, John told the people to prepare, for you were very near. As Christmas grows closer day by day, help us to be ready to welcome you now. Amen. Please do be seated. Even before Advent begins, we can feel like we're on the back foot. Christmas seems to come earlier and earlier each year. Retailers do have a knack of stocking early, advertising hard, and increasing our anxiety levels. If you've not completed your Christmas shopping by Black Friday, your festive preparations are running late. Will I be ready for Christmas, we cry. The pressure at this time of year can rob us of Advent and the joy of Christmas. There are so many demands placed upon us materially and emotionally that it can feel more like darkness than light. To compound the sense of darkness here in the Northern Hemisphere, Advent falls at the darkest time in our calendar year. And the many sufferers of seasonal affective disorder know only too well that the depletion of light brings with it low mood and even depression. Rhys Burroughs, the Carmelite nun, said, "Darkness and light are inextricably bound up. We cannot really experience the piercing brightness, which is God, without the experience of being surrounded by utter darkness." We live in a dark world. Dave began our Advent sermon series drawing a parallel between the Great Tribulation in Matthew 24 and the front pages of our newspapers. This week's headlines included the news that the 2021 census showed that for the first time, less than half of our population professed to be followers of the Christian faith. It does bring into sharp focus the reality that fewer people are having an opportunity to hear the word of God and to experience the light of Christ in their lives. Last week, Johann spoke about John the Baptist preparing the way for the light of Christ, drawing us to a place of repentance and bringing hope and salvation into the world. In today's gospel reading, we find John in prison, sending word to Jesus asking, "Are you the one who is to come?" Jesus answered, "Go and tell John what you hear and see." And then goes on to tell John's followers that the evidence cries out before their very eyes, echoing Isaiah's prophecy read to us this morning. People are healed, the dead raised, and blessed are those that recognize that the light of God has come into our dark world. As people of faith, we too are called to be beacons of light. In our relationships, in our community, through our workplaces, and amongst the people we meet each day, be it in the warm space, in our interactions with school, or even as I walk the dog. It's as we experience the darkness and the challenge, and face head on the pressures and anxieties leading up to Christmas, that we need to find time to spend moments of deeper connection with God. In Isaiah, a brilliant shaft of light breaks through the darkness and all is bathed in splendor again. It's a vision to steady trembling hands and to lift fearful hearts. God will raise up a highway for his people and bring them home. This is a situation of exile and return. But this scripture reaches beyond that to something else. Beyond the dark days of history lies the hope and joy of salvation. These are the ultimate realities we have to reckon with as we look to the day when Christ will come again. We'll then be at home, joyful and at rest in the presence of God, For we too are exiles, and our hearts cry out for home. Isaiah's vision is a refreshing oasis on the way. Jesus, the light of the world, has come. He's no longer a baby in a stable, but shows us the way to live, reconciles us with God through his death, and launched the kingdom of God upon our dark world at his resurrection. True light has come into the world, dispelling the darkness and bringing us great joy. We cannot enter the full light that Advent brings without shining a light on the whole story of Easter. This week, Aid's mum had cataract surgery, and next week, his dad will undergo the same operation. We can all develop clouded vision without even realising it. We learn to accommodate our lives to the situations we find ourselves in. We learn to live in darkness and be pulled down by its weight. We need to have moments where we're caused to stop and to reflect, so that the cataracts of our own lives that dim the light can be transformed by the presence of God. The light of Christ is all around us. So let us be people of light as we watch and wait on the journey to Christmas. We are Christ's image bearers in this dark world. We're to open our eyes and see what God is doing. We're to live in a way that brings the transforming light of Christ into this dark world. We are the sign that Christ will come again. In the words of Clement of Alexandria, the light shines clearly, giving light to the eyes. Receive Christ. Receive power to see. Receive light that you may recognize in him both God and man. More delightful than gold and precious stones, more desirable than honey from the honeycomb, is the word that has given us light. How can he not be desirable? He will illuminate our minds buried in darkness and endowed with clarity of vision, the light-bearing eyes of our souls. Let us open ourselves to the gift of true light, that this light may illuminate our path, leading us once again to God. Let us rejoice in the light that shines in the darkness. Take comfort from the fact that the darkness has not overcome it, and shine as lights ourselves, so that the darkness others are experiencing does not overcome them. Amen.